Everything costs. Everything costs. There's a lot of, at the moment, on the internet about people wanting everything for free, and people demanding everything for free, and information should be free, and you know, people always looking for something for free. And if you charge for something, people are offended by it, and they say, "Why isn't that free? It's not spiritual. It's not spiritual to charge for stuff." But from my experience, everything costs. It either costs time, effort, work, pain, discomfort. Everything we do is going to cost us something. And when we start looking for things for nothing all the time, we're just going to find nothing. Someone said to me once, "Isn't it amazing, the internet, every piece of information you want is on there." It's true, but it's a waste of time. Because people haven't got a strong enough conduit to hold the information. They haven't got a strong enough knowledge, understanding to be able to use the information that's on there. They haven't got a strong enough will to be able to do anything with the information that's on there. So if we want to be a better container for more information, then we need to become, as I said in one of the other podcasts, we need to become absolute. We need to become what they call a being. So our thinking, when our thinking, our saying and our doing are in righteous alignment, when we're working from selfless service, and at what we say and what we think and say and do are in alignment, that trinity becomes a unique self. It becomes an authentic self. So we have an absolution. When we have an authentic self, we have a solid tabernacle or conduit or hose to bring through this great energy. So we can put all the information you want in, but if it's leaking out in 20 different places and it's not congruent and it's not unified, it's of no use to us. Because like I said, if we've got 100 different personalities, most people have got hundreds of different personalities. One person knows something, but another part of them doesn't know it. One person has read something, but the other person forgets it. You know, and so one person starts a diet, another person stops a diet. Why do we do what we do when we know what we know? Because our knowing isn't unified. So it's like having 20 people in a factory. Only one person, you know, each of those 20 people have a different piece of information that needs to be brought together, but they're not talking. They're not even aware that each of them are there. So we need to bring all that information together into a unified, absolute alignment. So information on its own is no good, because it needs to be unified with all of ourselves. It needs to be aligned. And we have to pay for that. For us to be aligned, it costs. We have to, it costs us mostly in time, and in what Gurdjieff called conscious labour and deliberate suffering. We had to deliberately go towards the areas where we were leaking. We had to deliberately go towards the areas where we were afraid. We had to deliberately do the work. We had to deliberately be uncomfortable. We had to deliberately go out there. So people want to, you know, they want to make omelettes, but they don't want to break eggs. They want to be marathon runners, but they don't want to run the marathon. They want to be black belts, but they don't want to do the work. They want to be confident, but they don't want to do the things they need to do to be confident. You know, they want to be superhuman, but they don't even know how to be human, because they can't control their basic faculties. They can't control. They have no free will. They have no control of their food, what they eat, what they drink. They have no control of what they say. They have no control of how they're thinking. So these things cost. You know, that costs you. It's going to cost you mostly in effort, mostly in time. And obviously, time. When we spend time, that is our money is a representation of time invested. So when you make an exchange of money with somebody, you're just exchanging your energy for their energy. You know, you've got a ledger, maybe a £5 note or a £10 note, and that ledger says, "This is the amount of energy I've expended to get this." And when we exchange that with somebody else for their ledger, we're just exchanging energy. And the value is determined by our delivery of product, by our perception. So if I'm very good at delivering what I promise I'm going to deliver, people's perception of me, my perception of me, and people's perception of me will change. And that makes your exchange of energy more valuable to people. But there will be a cost. And all of the people that are going around trying to find something for nothing all the time, they're saying, "I want this, but I don't want to exchange anything for it. I'm not going to get anything." Most of the people that come to my courses just to collect power. And they make an exchange for that. They have to. they have to make room for it. They have to come down and they have to sit in their fear, and there is always fear on my courses, and they have to, they collect their power by putting themselves into that traumatic situation. It costs. If paying money is part of their suffering, their deliberate suffering, then that's how they collect their power. So some people pay money and some people don't pay money. Some people have got money, some people haven't got money. So the people that haven't got money, they come down and they pay with their discomfort. They pay with their time. They pay with their fear. And when they're in that fear, they collect it. So when we go to a situation which we're afraid of, and we sit in it and we observe it, we collect power. We collect power from trauma. So what I talked about on another podcast about our greatest light is at our darkest point. Our chief feature. But you know, if we keep trying to get something for nothing all the time, we're not going to grow. It's going to cost. You're not going to become powerful in the world by listening to this podcast. You're not ever going to become powerful in the world by having an epiphany or a moment of clarity or a kundalini, because that will give you access to lots of information, but it won't give you the will to go out and do something. We develop our will, we collect our will by stepping into dangerous, uncomfortable, painful situations, by going towards our fears. That's what we need to do. We need to keep continually paying by going towards the things we're afraid of. The material things will all come. They'll all come. But the main thing is that we have to make sure we're prepared to pay. If I want to be a great judo player, I'm going to have to pay. When I was a judo player, it didn't cost me any money. It didn't cost me physically any money. It cost me a lot of time, and it cost me a lot of discomfort, and it cost me a lot of commitment, and a lot of self-honesty, because I had to go there. I had to be a beginner, and I had to get battered. I got my cauliflower ear, and same as boxing, when I got my nose broken, and you know, I had to pay. When I did boxing, it cost me nothing, but I had to pay. You know, in other periods, I've spent thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds on books, and it's been very uncomfortable because I've had to go out and work and earn the money. It's been very uncomfortable to earn that money and then pay it to buy books and to buy courses and to buy experiences, because that's the only place I'm going to grow. When I'm in an uncomfortable place, I'm going to grow. So we have to pay. We've got to stop trying to find things for nothing all the time. I'm always hearing people just saying, don't understand why that's not free, because it will mean nothing to you if it's free. Things cost. And it's not just talking about the money, it's talking about the concept of having stuff free. The very notion of wanting it free says, I don't want to work. And that's not your authentic self talking. That's a shadow saying, I want it free, I should have it free. Why isn't it free? And in the end, they steal it. They'll go onto sites and they'll steal the information and pretend and justify that it's okay. But it doesn't make no difference. It won't make no difference to their life. They'll still be exactly the same person. There will be no growth. It's like going to the London Marathon and going to the end without running the marathon and stealing the medal. You've got the medal and you can show it to people, but there's no change in you. There's no growth in you. It's like going and buying a black belt off somebody. You can go and do that if you want to do it, but it won't make no difference, because you'll have a black belt, but you won't have made the change in shape. You won't have shape-shifted. We've had people on my last black belt course. Some of them have failed four times. One guy's failed four sessions so far. Other people have, you know, there's normally always about 30 or 40% failure rate. You know, we have to earn it. If people aren't making the shape, then they don't earn it. So we've got to be prepared to pay. And when we start finding ourselves saying, this should be free, then we automatically know we're in the wrong place, because nothing will change. If we keep giving that information free, nothing will change.